sometimes skew the end result. Yeah. Whereas here, where you're just playing football and you're going by your rules of football that you've been taught, and you're going by your, you know, the things that as an experienced player you gain, but you're not so familiar with your opponent that, you know, some of the plays come as a result of anticipation. That's not the case.
Did you come out of this healthy?
I think so. You know, we got a couple guys that got bumped, you know, to what degree? I don't know. My back hurts. I got cramp. I don't know. I think we'll be okay.
We were only out there briefly. I didn't see Eric Wright. How was he? I know he went down yesterday.
He was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he practiced it.
He did, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, in your opinion, what makes Bill Belichick such a great
coach? Well, you know, I think he realizes that personnel is the game, and he's one of the best, if not the best, at personnel. And not only selecting it, but matching it up. And, you know, just look at what he's done with these tight ends. You know, it wasn't overly a tight end-focused organization. All of a sudden, they got these good tight ends and finding a zillion ways to use tight ends. You know, I think that's – and then the thing that I've been around him, that I've taken from him, is he has a way of simplifying things that are – you know, I'll hear some coaches that will do a three-page, you know, essay on how to handle this situation. Bill will say it in a sentence. And that, to me, is just being so familiar and the experience he has that he's able to see it clearly. And, you know, any good leader, I think, can do that, take the stuff that's all over the place and bring it right to here.
Do you learn anything today right out of the box that you might try to incorporate into your regular practices just from watching them?
Yeah, I did. I always do, though. I mean, no matter where you go visit, it's just different. So you see some different things. But something, you know, there were some football things that I really liked. And I enjoyed watching Tom Brady, the way he handles himself in the huddle. And, you know, even when you play him, you don't get to see that. When you're standing out on the field and you hear the way he handles his huddle, I mean, it's good stuff.
Did Luke Stocker get back on the field today? And so, how is he?
He did, and he's doing well.
You talk about, you know, watching Brady work. I mean, can some of your guys benefit? You have a lot of young players. Can some of your guys benefit from watching Vince Wolf work or Tom Brady? You know, not they have young players too, but they do have some very prominent ones. I mean, can some young guys, as they watch their teammates, can they watch – is other guys working, glean something from that?
Sure, if you can put your ego and your pride aside,
yeah.
You know, because they're both players in the National Football League. They're both chasing the same prize.
Right.
But if you can put your ego on the side and say, hey, this guy, you know, you're looking at some Hall of Fame players mm-hmm. that I get to be on the same field with, I'd be foolish not to. I mean, I'm a head coach and Bill's a head coach, but I'd be foolish not to learn from Coach Belichick today.
Yeah.
And I did. You know, if you don't, you know, you put your ego up there and you don't want to do that, then you probably won't be doing it very long.
Affect how you use your personnel on game day this week because you're having some practices against another team? Will you maybe reduce some of the playing time for some of the players?
Well, again, like we have every week, we just kind of every guy has a plan.
Yeah.
But I look forward to playing some more, you know, Friday night. You know, I think it'll be good. It's one of the reasons we were in Spiders yesterday.
Yeah.
You know.
LeGarrette looked good the last couple of days. I assume he's okay today. Can he play Friday? Will he play?
LeGarrette,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just want
to. Yeah.
Okay.
Fair question.
Right.
How invaluable are practices like this versus just having practice with your own, just by yourself?
Well, certainly you need those by yourself, right? I mean, you install your offense, defense, and special teams. But I think this comes at a good time. Usually week three is not the week you do it. You probably do it a little earlier, but – to me, the opportunity was too great to pass up just because it was week three. I think it's our third preseason game, I should say, not week three. But I think it's really valuable, especially for a young team like ours.
A couple more, please.
Was there a wow moment today? And if so, what was it?
A wow?
Yeah. Like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have any wows today.
All right. Usually when you match up against yourself, you're always, you know, you talk about, you know, who wins, who loses, it doesn't really matter because you're the head coach. Was that a little different today? You know, because maybe in some situations there really was a winner and loser. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah, I didn't. I didn't worry much about the winner and loser. Today was an opportunity to learn and get better.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I wasn't. I was trying to make sure that everybody's in the right place. I wasn't getting on our guys like I do sometimes. Today it was more about letting them go compete with a very good football team. We'll watch the tape and we'll get things corrected and. Mm-hmm. You know, go out and play on Friday night, and it'll be a good 3 days here. Thanks, guys.